Now, it's nearly 9 years since the UK left the EU, and the British government is still trying to sort out its relationship with the 27 member states. Its Prime Minister, Keir Starmer, talks about resetting that relationship in much the same way as he talks about resetting the Irish one. Later today, he will meet the European Commission President, along with the European Council leader in London. Our correspondent there is Tommy Mescal, and he joins us now. Tommy, the EU's position all along with the UK has been Brexit is the UK's problem. It left us, so to speak. So a reset, does that mostly favour the EU, or is the EU taking a tough stance here?
Well, the briefing from the EU side, Audrey, is that the UK will have to show some goodwill and commitment as part of its recess, and that means some concessions. The EU wants to be seen to be getting something from this, because you're right in that in many respects, the EU has moved on. It's not eager to relive the past in terms of those fraught Brexit negotiations. This recess is a UK initiative undertaken by Keir Starmer since he got into power. And so some of the concessions that the EU is looking for include a youth mobility scheme to allow young Europeans to live and work in the EU. We also understand that there's a push to secure commitments in relation to fishing rights to allow continued access to British waters in return for a deal in other areas. As one EU diplomat put it last night, Audrey, this reset has to be seen as a win-win for both sides.
And that youth mobility scheme, is that a limited freedom of movement, Tommy?
But the criticism, Audrey, is that it is a return to free movement. If you look at the papers this morning, you get a sense of deja vu. Brexit betrayal is the headline in some of them. The Conservative leader, Kemi Badenoch, has already likened this youth mobility scheme to freedom of movement through the back door. It should be said, though, that the UK already has an agreement on youth mobility with several different countries, like Australia, like Canada. It's usually for people under the age of 35. It's time limited. And they're also talking about a cap on numbers. So it's definitely not the freedom of movement that EU citizens will be used to.
So Nigel Farage, he's continuing to look over Keir Starmer's shoulder, and Mr. Starmer would be well aware of that.
Absolutely. And Nigel Farage has warned ahead of this summit that he's willing to scrap all of it if he gets into power, if he becomes Prime Minister. He's also warned that Keir Starmer has underestimated the depth of feeling in these red wall constituencies, putting a fear into Keir Starmer, I suppose, because Mr. Starmer would be afraid that he could end up losing those red wall constituencies in a few years' time. And some Labour MPs in those red wall constituencies have also expressed concern around this Brexit recess. Nevertheless, I think the judgment on the government's part is that this recess is very much in favour in the interest of the UK, and they're pushing ahead with it.
I wonder too, Tommy, does the UK and the EU see a greater need perhaps to work together in the face of the US presidency?
Definitely, and you're likely to see them nod to that. In fact, I think it'll be a big part of today. We'll probably see a joint communique that addresses the geopolitical situation, the need to support Ukraine, etc. In terms of agreements today, not everything will get over the line. They'll probably signal statements of intent, if you like. There will be something that probably will get over the line, and that will be a defence pact, a security and defence pact. Basically, the UK would like to access EU defence funding. There may also be an agreement in terms of data sharing and efforts to manage crime and illegal immigration. And in terms of Donald Trump, you've heard Keir Starmer spoke about the need to build coalitions with like-minded countries. He also spoke about that during the Ireland-UK summit last March.
Tommy, thank you very much indeed. Our London correspondent, Tommy Mescal. It's 7:23.